Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Blissed? Dr. Sheely, are you blissed?
Yes.
Yeah, me too. It's great to hear your voice, Dr. Sheely. I got an email from you a few days ago, and it was a link to naturalnews.com and Mike Adams' website. And the verbiage that you used leading up to, here's the link, was one of what I thought considerable concern about a full list of 50 items for survival and victory. Were you concerned? Did I read that right, that you were quite concerned about what we need to do to get through what's coming ahead?
Well, I think we have to be prepared.
Right.
I've been a Boy Scout for a long time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And yeah. I don't know anyone is more prepared than I think you are. However, I thought it was something that the majority of people don't know much about. Do you have a wood-burning stove?
Yes.
For cooking?
Yes.
But for some reason, once upon a time, I gave it away. And
I don't have
one right now.
We actually have three. You know, Dr. Shuley, in the good old days, I would, when I'm talking about, I don't know, maybe 16 months ago, 17 months ago, I would mention to the boys, you know, we could use such and such. Would you, in your travels, you know, next time you go by that store, would you mind picking one up? And it was always the same thing. I mentioned to one of the boys, I wanted to get some propane cylinders for a torch. And I said, you know, would you mind picking up maybe one or two? And he came back with 12. And I said, so the apple doesn't fall far from the tree, right? So I said, that's 12. And he said, yeah, well, that's how they come. That's a case. That's it. So I figured I'd get a case of them. And that's the way our family thinks. And so when you asked if we had wood stoves, I have my grandmother's wood cook stove from her kitchen. It was a wood stove with four burners and an oven and a small hot water heat exchanger made out of cast iron. And it's something that I did not want to leave the family. So we've had it and we've moved it every place we've been, and it's ready to go. And we have two other wood stoves, which were, you know, from the 70s when we had that Arab oil embargo, when people realized that heating was a difficult thing to do, and they went to buy wood stoves from companies like Vermont Castings and other companies, Yodel, etc. And so after that that panic was over, people couldn't wait to get rid of those wood stoves. So a wood stove might have cost $1,500 to $2,000. And then after, you know, there's plenty of oil again, you know, they're worth $150 or $200. So I bought two of those maybe 15 years ago. So that is why we have three wood stoves. And then actually we have a fourth wood stove, which we use to heat our house and our domestic hot water. It's one of those outdoor wood furnaces. It looks like a steel garden shed. It's got a steel peaked roof. It's got a chimney that's stainless steel, and it has a big fire door in the front. And that is what we use to heat our hot water and it has 450 gallons of, roughly 450 gallons of hot water in the heat exchanging tank, and that gets circulated underground into our house, where it goes to our heating ductwork and hot water heater. And we made a side arm. We converted our electric hot water heater into a heat exchanging hot water heater, no moving parts. And we made out a copper pipe and hooked it onto the side of our electric hot water heater, disconnected the wires from our electric hot water heater, and we've been having the almost free hot water for 10 years. So that's the answer on the wood stove. What are your thoughts on a wood stove, Dr. Shuley?
Well, you know, I grew up with my grandparents having one, of course, and somewhere along the line, way back in the 80s, I picked one up, but I don't know what happened. I got rid of it once. I don't know when or why, but I'm thinking of getting one to have on hand.
Okay. Well, I think that's a great idea, and there are a couple things that. Do you want my thoughts on that?
Oh yeah, of course.
Okay. So, if you have a hot water heater, I'm sorry, if you have a wood stove. In the house, you generally do not have a hot water component for heating hot water, unless you have what Rich Sheban has. He has a kitchen stove that has a hot water heat exchanger built in. So he heats with wood, he cooks with wood, and heats his hot water with wood. But the standard living room type wood stove made out of cast iron does not generally have a heat exchanger for hot water. That's one thing. So what you do is you put a pot of water on the top of the wood stove and you heat your hot water that way by the pot or the bucket, if you will. Another thing to think about is when you bring the wood in, lots of times the wood brings bugs with it. And so if it's cold outside, the bugs are kind of hibernating, if you will. But when you bring them into the warm house, they wake up. And then they start to scatter. That's one thing to think about. Another thing is, when you open the door of a wood stove, there's no way to open the door of a wood stove in the house without smoke coming out. It's almost impossible. So there will be a little bit of smoke in the house every time you go to feed that wood stove. And how often do you feed it? Maybe every few hours, 2 hours, 3 hours, 4 hours, depending on, you know, how you have the air controls. So the more heat that you want to generate, the more wood you're going to burn, naturally. And one thing that we did in Virginia, we had a wood stove that heated our computer factory. And we took a box fan, if you will, one of those square fans, and we aimed it such that it would blow air around the cast iron wood stove. And it was able to send way more heat into the room where we were versus send the heat up the chimney. The next thing is, where the chimney goes through the roof. You need to have some kind of an insulator so that the really hot chimney flue won't set your house on fire. So you have to have some kind of an insulator, and they make them. And then when you leave the roof and you go out, you need to have a flashing that will match the roof pitch, that you can seal under the shingles if you have composition shingles, that will allow the chimney flue to go out and rain not to come in. So those are the thoughts. And so part of the cost is the expensive wood stove, and then the rest of the cost is going to be the chimney flue plus the flashing for the flue to go out the roof, and of course then the installation. So it could end up being a $3,000, $4,000 adventure to just have a wood stove, you know, for emergency heating. So I just wanted, if you buy everything new, so I just wanted to share that with you.
There are dozens of them available at Amazon, of all places.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I would try not to buy a Chinese one. I would want to buy one. Well, you
I don't
know,
want anything from China except fireworks.
Well, Vinny has a theory that the Chinese generally can take whatever the amount of material it takes to make something, the Chinese can make it with 10% less than whatever is required. And And it makes it fragile. It makes it wear out. It makes it break, you know, way too soon. And I've measured. I have literally weighed products that come from China. For example, I weighed a bumper. We purchased a bumper for our 1999 Dodge. A guy crashed into the vehicle. It was stopped, so we bought a bumper. And I took the old one out, and I got the scale, and I weighed the bumper. And then the new one had a little label that said China on it. And I weighed that, and it was 10% less. And then I looked at the brackets that support the bumper, and I weighed the old brackets, and I weighed the new brackets. And the new brackets from China weighed at least 10% less. So, and the old brackets were good. So we used the old brackets with the new bumper. But what I'm saying is they have figured out how to make it with less material and make it look like it has the right amount of material in it. So I would not buy a Chinese anything, really, if I could help it, and especially a wood stove, because they have figured out how to make it with 10% less cast iron, or less than 10% less cast iron. So that means that the door will probably warp. That means that the wood stove will probably crack, and it could be the best way to burn down your house that you never thought of. I'm not talking about you, Dr. Schill. I'm talking about anybody who buys one. So I would be interested in an old 1970s model wood stove. Vermont Casting kind of looks similar to the old Franklin wood stoves. They call them airtight. That's a pretty darn good way to go, and they were top of the line. They would be considered, you know, the Cadillac of their day or the Rolls-Royce of their day. Any other thoughts on wood stoves? Oh, the amount of wood that you're going to use? Oh, man, the amount of wood that you use is way more than one might think. We use, let's say, I'm trying to think, 2,000. We use about 14,000 pounds of wood a year. 14,000 pounds of wood a year to heat our house. And our house is really well insulated. And we don't heat it really hot. And we, you know, so we don't bring it. 68 would be like warm in our house. So the amount of wood that you use is just enormous. And then the pile of ash that you get, we have a pile of ash right next to our wood stove right this moment that would not fit in the bed of a full-size pickup truck. It's more than that.
Well, the real question is, how prepared do you think the average person should be for what looks like a disaster on the way?
Well, there are a lot of things to think about. You know, one is, you know, air is the most important. So we all take that for granted. But if you live in California or if you live in Washington State or Oregon and you're in the middle of smoke from these forest fires, air is pretty precious. So I'd want to be in a place where air would be available all the time with a very minimal threat of, you know, particulates in the air. That's one thing. So then next is water, which means that California's out because the water's controlled. The water is being stolen from elsewhere. And if it's not a good situation if you're under water restrictions 24 hours a day, every day. So I'd want to live where there's lots of water. And so those are two things that, you know, I absolutely required. And, of course, you want to get away from electromagnetic radiation. We'll be right back with some of these thoughts.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
I know I need to pay attention to my health, but I just can't seem to find the time. Between rushing to work and taking care of the kids, there's not much time left over for me. So I decided to start small by eating more fruits and vegetables and being more active. And then I got the family to make some changes too. We started by keeping a bowl of fresh fruit on the counter, and I limit the amount of sweet snacks I keep in the house. I've also found some creative ways to add more vegetables to our meals. We're taking more walks, and on the weekends, we head down to the pool at the rec center. It doesn't happen every day, but it does happen. You don't have to change your entire life to be healthier. Just make some simple changes and include your family. You'll see how easy and fun it can be.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Dr. Norm Shealy's with us, and we're talking about preparedness. And I believe the question was something like, how well should the typical person be prepared for what may be coming our way? Now, is that correct, Dr. Shealy? Is that the question?
Okay, yep.
Okay. So, we know that air is really important, and you want to live where the air quality is pretty good, and there's very little risk of major contamination of the air that you're going to breathe. So the next thing that's really important would be water. Now, the average person in the United States consumes between 80 and 100 gallons of water a day. Now, if the municipal system that treats the water goes down, because let's say the grid goes down, and all of the water that we drink, all of safe drinking water provided by a municipality, for example, either with or without fluoride, is moved by pumps. Okay, some of it is moved by gravity, but then it goes up in these tanks, these pressure tanks, so that you can just turn on the faucet and out comes the water. So without electricity, there's no water. Without electricity, there's no water treatment. So if the grid were to go down, let's say the water treatment plant has a generator that can keep the system operational. How much fuel would they have stored to keep that system working, the water treatment system? Maybe a week? Maybe 2 weeks? Let's say a month. Well, where does the diesel come from that runs those generators? Well, that would come from the refinery. And the refinery needs the grid because the refinery does not operate on a generator. So once the grid goes down, maybe we have 30 days of water. Maybe. Probably not. Probably more like a week. And if the average person is using, let's say, 80 to 100 gallons of water per day, where do they use that? What is the use of that water? Well, most of it is for flushing toilets. So that's easy to stop. You can slow down the flushing of toilets. That's been done in the past. And as Lindley said, you know, back in, probably in the Jerry Brown governor of California days, if it's yellow, let it mellow. If it's brown, flush it down. That's what they used to say for toilets, to conserve water. Okay, so everybody can do that. But you still need several gallons of water each time you flush. So the amount of water that a person would use, let's say we can get it down to 20 gallons, 20 gallons of water per day. That's still an enormous amount of water. Let's say you have a family of five. That would be 100 gallons of water a day at the absolute bare minimum. That would be enough for sanitation. That would be enough for, you know, cooking and hygiene. And that's not very much, right? So could the average person get by with 20 gallons a day? I don't think so. I think they would be screaming bloody murder. So if this system, if the grid goes down and if the water supply gets shut off in 30 days, 30 days after that, there'll be mass chaos and death and rotting bodies from the absence of water. People will be drinking water out of ponds and streams, and they'll be getting really sick. Because how many people have chlorine to treat their water and kill the bacteria in their house? How many people have that? How many people have non-scented chlorine? I'm talking about just regular household bleach. How many people have that? Because we've been convinced to buy these washing machines, these front-load washing machines, these high-efficiency washing machines, and all you do is throw this tablet in there. And this tablet contains everything that you need to wash your clothes, except for the water and the electricity. So the old jug of bleach is something that we hardly have anymore. So how would we disinfect our water? Well, that's something to think about. So does the Finelli family have bleach? Of course. Do we have unscented bleach? Of course. Do we have lemon scent bleach? Why would we have that? It makes no sense to have lemon scented bleach. So water is a really big deal. And let me just share with you the water problem. Years ago, we had a drought here, and I wanted to make sure that our cows could get water. So I bought a water buffalo. And that is a tank on a trailer with wheels. Now, this thing is a military surplus water tank. It holds 300 gallons of water, just 300 gallons. Let's say 10 bathtubs full of water. That's all, just 10 bathtubs. At 8.33 pounds per gallon, the water weighs 2,500 pounds for 300 gallons.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
Ratings for the Olympic Games opening ceremony were down 36% compared to 2016, according to preliminary numbers from NBC Universal. The numbers for the Tokyo Games marked the lowest audience for Olympic opening ceremony events in 30 years. California's biggest wildfire, the Dixie Fire, merged with another blaze as it burned homes in Northern California Sunday. The Dixie Fire is one of 86 large wildfires burning across the western U.S. Citizen anger over Tunisia's handling of a recent spike in COVID cases has added to general unrest over the nation's economic and social turmoil. Tunisian President Kais Saied announced Sunday that he had dismissed the country's prime minister and frozen parliament. The move, which comes on the 64th anniversary of Tunisia's independence, Tunisia's revolution in 2011 is often displayed as the sole success of the Arab Spring revolts across the region, but it has not led to stability economically or politically. USA Radio News.
The way things are going these days, do you ever ask yourself, when is the other shoe going to drop? The warning signs are everywhere. The next big danger is food shortages. That's why Americans are learning to be self-reliant and getting their emergency long-term food storage from My Patriot Supply. We're America's trusted leader in emergency preparedness. Over the past decade, My Patriot Supply has served millions of families and helped them prepare. Our delicious meal kits average 2,000 calories per day and stay fresh in storage up to 25 years. This is reliable food that will be there when disasters strike. And with the way things are going, you should grab some now. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a starter kit for each member of your family, and we'll ship everything quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait and scramble with the masses when the news breaks. Instead, prepare today for what's coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
The COVID Origins Forum in Congress seems to be a partisan study group by the GOP. Iowa Congresswoman Republican Marionette Miller Meeks tells Fox News the Democrats told her they were doing their own investigation.
Well, as a committee, we have asked repeatedly for there to be an investigation into the origins of COVID-19. And even back in April, at one of our committee meetings with Dr. Fauci and Dr. Walensky of the CDC, we asked this question again of the chair, and one of the other members had said that they were looking at doing an investigation through the Science and Technology Committee. As you know, we still have yet to have any notice that there will be an investigation, and so I think rightfully we use the powers of oversight that we have in Congress, and we convened a hearing. Unfortunately, none of the Democrats attended that hearing, but the expert testimony from the witnesses was quite profound, quite significant, and I think as they said, and I would tend to agree, that that this virus came from the laboratory, whether it was a leak, whether it was accidental, whether it was an intentional, whether it was man-made, or whether it was a virus that they brought into the laboratory and then worked through gain-of-function research to enhance its human-to-human transmission and also its virulence or pathogenicity, that occurred in the laboratory and it leaked from the laboratory. So I think that right now, all the credible scientific information looks like it was, a leak from a laboratory, and it was not of zoonotic origin.
I'm Lance Pry, and this is USA Radio News.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Class Dr. Norm Shields with us, medical doctor, PhD times three, author of just about 40 books. He's a patent holder, and he's got some questions about survival. And he asked me about what does the typical person need to survive. And so we're talking about air. Air is number one, because 3 minutes without air, you're pretty much on your way to death. Isn't that right, Dr. Shealy, about 3 minutes without air?
Oh, well, yeah, 2 to 3.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And how about water? Because I believe that water, assuming that we have air, which I don't know if that's even a good assumption, assuming that we have air to breathe, water would be, to me, the number one nut to crack. That is the big problem that we all face. How long can a person go without water, Dr. Shealy?
Well, I just read something yesterday that says 2 to 3 days, but I suspect it could be a week or two.
Well, yes, but when
the person and the temperature.
Mm-hmm. But when you're talking about a week or two, you're not talking about working, right? You're talking about...
Oh, I'm talking about surviving.
Right. Like in a vegetative... Almost after several days, you're pretty much in a vegetative state, right?
Right.
Yeah. So in terms of working to survive, actually moving around, lifting, carrying, you know, those kinds of things, how many days could we go without water before we just kind of drop off and can't function anymore?
I suspect 3.
Okay. So we have a 3-day period that if we don't have water, we got to find it within 3 days somehow. And what I was mentioning is I bought this water buffalo. It's a stainless steel tank. It's painted camouflage. I guess it was used in the Vietnam era. It's 300 gallons. And to put water in there, if I filled it all the way up at 8.33 pounds per gallon, that's 2,500 pounds just for the water without the trailer. So now we're, you know, let's say the trailer weighs 1,000 pounds. So we're actually at 3,500 pounds. That's an enormous amount of weight. If a person wanted to move that water, okay, he couldn't. It's impossible. Maybe with levers, it might take, you know, a whole day to move it 500 feet, you know, if it's flat terrain, you know, on the grass, let's say, if it's flat terrain. But if it's, you know, hilly and bumpy, forget it. So, and how long would that last? 300 gallons at the typical consumption of 80 to 100 gallons a day, we're talking 3 days. So we waste and we consume an enormous amount of water. So that's the big nut to crack. So what do we do? Well, let me just give you a few other statistics that you might not hear elsewhere. In Virginia, or West Virginia, we had a cabin on top of a mountain and we had a water well. And we had to drill a hole, bore a hole 508 feet down to reach a small amount of water. And so we put the well in, and we put the well pump at the bottom of the well. It was about 2 horsepower. And that well pipe was 1 inch in diameter. If you add the weight of that plastic pipe plus the weight of the water, if you just add the weight of the water in that plastic pipe, it's about 800 pounds. 800 pounds of water that has to be pushed upward for you to get the first drop. That's an enormous amount of work. That's why it takes 2 horsepower, a 2-horsepower pump, to pump the water up 508 feet. We're used to getting, here at our farm in the Ozarks in Missouri, about 10 gallons of water a minute. So if we turn on a hydrant right next to the well pump, right next to the well, we'll get 10 gallons of water a minute. In West Virginia, we got 1 gallon a minute. 1 gallon a minute. So that's not enough to take even a mist of a shower. You've got to accumulate water for several minutes in order to just mist off to take a shower. So what I'm saying is we have experienced in my family what it's like to live with a minimum amount of water. And it's not a lot of fun. So if the grid goes down, if the municipal water supply stops, people are going to die very quickly, very, very quickly. Because as we just talked about, you got about 3 days of movement before you stop moving. It's going to be terrible. So water's the number one problem. So, Dr. Shealy, do you have any thoughts about what we do about water?
Live on a farm. That's my only solution.
Right. Right. So you live on a farm, and let's say you have a pond. Well, I can tell you for sure that pond water will make you really sick if you drink it. So you've got to boil it. That means you have to have some kind of a heating system. That means you have to have a propane tank that's got propane in it with a propane burner, or you have to have a wood stove, or you have to have a cast iron kettle that you can put in the middle of a wood fire with a lid on it so you can boil that water so you can, you know, drink it. So water's going to be a huge problem. And I'm thinking that, you know, a big part of a family's day is going to be just getting enough water to survive. Because it's heavy. And it's probably far. I mean, for us on our farm, if I wanted to go to the nearest water hole to get water, that's a pond, it's going to be at least 1,000 feet. And I don't know, class, if you ever carried, you know, 5-gallon gas can, you know, full of gas. I don't know if you ever carried one of those 1,000 feet. But you'll probably be exhausted by the time you get, you know, get that 1,000 feet. And gasoline's a little lighter than water. Assuming you have a container that you can put the water in where the water won't slosh out on the way back. So this is beyond a huge problem. And the way I see it, people in the city are going to have a real big problem. Because maybe they don't have a roof in their apartment where they can collect water. I mean, I guess you could hold a cup outside your window and hope for rain, but that's it's not going to be too much. So, Dr. Shuley, I see this as the number one biggest problem that we have to face. And being in the city, there aren't many options. There's one. There's one small option, maybe two. And if you know this is coming, you scrub out that bathtub. It should be scrubbed out anyway. And you fill it with water before your neighbor takes the water. Okay, that's one thing you do. The other thing you can do, if you've been flushing out your hot water heater once a month, as we've been advising, to get all that calcium and crud out of your hot water heater, whether it be a gas hot water heater or electric, you have somewhere between 30, 40, 50, and 80 gallons of water sitting there. So if you have an apartment, it's probably more like the 30 or 40 gallon size. If you have a house, it might be the 50 gallon size. And if you have a larger house, it might be the 80 gallon size. But you've got that, you've got water. And if you're, and there's a drain at the bottom of your hot water tank, and you could judiciously use that hot water. You don't even need to heat the water at this point. If things get that bad, you don't want to run the hot water heater and burn up the elements. You just shut off the electricity or the gas to the hot water heater, and now you have 30, 40, 50, 80 gallons of hot water. That's it, period. But it's going to have a lot of crud in it because of the sediment in the bottom of the hot water heater, unless you flush it out every month. So you might want to do that. And you can look up how to flush your hot water heater on the Internet. And it came, your instruction manual that came with the hot water heater, that tells you how to do it. But I can guarantee you that almost no one has read that instruction manual. You know, why would you read the instruction manual on a hot water heater? All you do is have the plumber put it in, and you forget about it until it leaks, and you call the plumber again. Anyway, if you flush that hot water heater out, you get that lime and that calcium out of your hot water heater, and you'll have water that is, you know, drinkable, but it's going to be unpleasant. But you can survive on it. Those are my thoughts on, you know, water other than storing it in, you know, jugs and soda bottles and, you know, that kind of thing. Other than that, and buying water. But Dr. Shuley, you can see the problem, right? 80 to 100 gallons a day, where would you store that? Now, you could buy...
Well, you know, interestingly, of course, this article that started all our conversation today talked about having seeds on hand to plant your garden. But I don't... if you live in a city, most places... They couldn't have a garden if they wanted to. The city doesn't allow them to plow up the lawn and plant a garden.
That's right. I asked our son to pick up some 55-gallon barrels. And there's a guy who sells them, and you can go there, and you don't have to even get close to him. It's like in the middle of nowhere. And you know, everybody's 30 feet apart, and there's only... like that guy and one customer. And you call him up. And so we bought 9 55-gallon plastic barrels with the 2-inch bungs on the top. 2 bungs. And when you buy these, you can buy them in metal. You can buy them in plastic. So what comes in them? Well, class, I think you're going to be surprised. So, fig, F-I-G, syrup comes in from Africa. So that's food. And that would be typically in a metal, epoxy-painted barrel. So what happens is small companies will buy 55-gallon barrels of fig syrup, and they'll decant it into a small container. They'll put an artistic label on it, and they'll sell it on the Internet. So if you're wondering where that organic fig syrup comes from, probably Africa. Sri Lanka, maybe. Well, you can buy the barrels because the guys that buy the syrup, and they don't want to keep those barrels around, so they sell them. Now, if you can buy barrels that were used for food, you're way better off than buying barrels that were used for Roundup or oil, okay? And I'm talking about, engine oil, that kind of thing. Because you can buy Rotella diesel engine oil in a 55-gallon barrel. So that's not what you want to put your, water in. But you can buy them that have been used for food. And make sure that if you buy them, that you buy them with the label on them so that you know what it was used for. Then you rinse it. And what I do is I'll put a little bit of detergent, like a few drops of hand dishwashing detergent, in that barrel after I've rinsed it, put the bungs on it, put it sideways, laid horizontal on the back of a pickup truck, and I'll take it for a ride. And that will slosh around the water, and then I can come back and put it on an angle and rinse it out with a garden hose, rinse it, until it's clean and safe for using for water. And you can do that. Now, what do they cost? Well, we paid $16 each for 9 of them with the bungs. And I was delighted to do that. The guy that had them was delighted to sell them. We were delighted to buy them. And we have them. So that is one of our thoughts for water storage, Dr. Shealy. Any comments about that?
Well, the interesting, every house in the city wouldn't have room for that.
Right. The TV would have to go. The lazy boy would have to go to make room for this. Right. Living in the city is a recipe for failure, as far as I can tell. Now, living in the city, that's where the money is. If you want to make money, the city's the place. If you want to be prepared and you're not interested in making a lot of money, then the countryside is the place to go. Arjun will be right with you when we come back.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
When it comes to the tools in your garage, it's all about lithium ion. Plenty of power, maximum efficiency, and a longer life. Introducing Novalift lithium ion powered forklifts. All the power and efficiency you need and essentially maintenance free. With a dramatic savings in overall cost of ownership, Novalift forklifts pay for themselves over time, and that increases your bottom line. Novalift, revolutionizing the material handling industry one job at a time. What's in your warehouse? Contact us today for a cost analysis at novaliftna.com/save.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Why today? God, you're
take my
when you go to the
DC
for
2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Class, I'm delighted to be broadcasting with my very dear friend, Dr. Norm Shealy. We're talking about preparedness and survival. Dr. Shealy, just one quick comment before I put Arjun on the line with us. In the past, I've been asked, you know, how come you don't look almost 70 years old? That can't be true. I'm sure you get that too, right? You don't. People say that you can't be almost 90, right? Don't they say that?
Well, I don't know. I occasionally somebody says that, I suppose.
So I have the answer. So the last time someone said that to me, no, you can't be almost 70. I go, well, I take preservatives. That absolutely stops them cold in their tracks because they have no idea what I mean by that. So, you know, they're thinking all of these food preservatives that, you know, that are killing us, that I'm taking them. And actually what I really mean is vitamin C and antioxidants. But anyway, I just wanted to share that with you. Arjun in West Virginia, welcome.
Hey, good morning. Good morning, Dr. Shuri. I was wondering, well, I'm used to a thing called like hand pump, and it is very common. When I was growing up, it is very common, like almost every household has this hand pump thing. So even like in villages, when I used to go in my villages, then I used to see they had like hand pump, and they used to have like well in which they will actually put down the bucket, they will get the water out of it. But that country is like warm country. So, I mean, like, you still have, like, winters, but still it's not like you get snow there. I was wondering that if you put, like, a hand pump on your property, if you don't have much land, if you put, like, hand pump on your property, when it's snowing, would it still work or it's not a good idea? What would you suggest?
I have the answer for you. Okay. Back in the 1800s, they had cast iron well pumps, and they had a long handle. I want you to think about this. They had a long handle. And they would, with one pump, once you got this thing primed, with one pump, you might get a pint of water, maybe. Okay? And with this long handle. And the long handle was because you needed the leverage to pull that water out of the ground. And that was probably about 18 feet down. Okay? Very, very shallow well. Maybe 25 feet. So those hand pumps were for shallow wells. Now, they make hand pumps that can go much, much deeper. But the amount of work is enormous. And the amount of water you get is minuscule. Now, people can challenge me on that. But now, you live in West Virginia. Do you know how far down the water table is? Do you know?
A river is very close to me. And they have like a saying here in West Virginia that, you know, like if you dig a little bit deep, just a little bit in West Virginia, you will always find water. That's what they say, you know, like. But there is a river very, very near to my house.
Well, yeah. The closer the water is to the surface, the more danger it is to drink. It's as simple as that. Because what happens with water, over thousands of years, water from rain would hit the ground and it would be filtered by the soil. And when it got, you know, 100 feet, 200 feet or deeper, it had 100 feet of filter medium or media to remove the contaminants. So that's a great filter method. But it takes a long, long time. So if you just dig a hole 3 feet and you hit water, I think you're going to kill yourself. Dr. Shuley, any comments?
Well, you're almost certainly right. Now, I know that our well is like 68 feet deep.
So we are saying that, like, okay, so can't we do this, like, we get the water? I know, like some people, what they used to do is they will boil the water and then they will filter it out and then they will drink the water. If we take the water from the hand pump and do this technique, this is still water.
Well, let's ask Dr. Shuley about that. Dr. Shuley, okay. Isn't there a difference when you boil water? Let's talk about the biologicals versus the chemical contaminants in the water. What does boiling do, and what does it not do?
Well, boiling will kill most organisms, that is, viruses and bacteria. It will not get rid of arsenic, for instance. It will not get rid of chemical poisons.
Okay. So Arjun, That's the salient point. You can boil the water, but it may have arsenic, it may have lead, it may have cadmium, it may have all kinds of chemicals. So the boiling, unless you pick up the steam from the boiling, which would be distilling the water, that would be fine if you collected the steam and you condensed the steam and then you drank the steam. But just boiling a pot of water and drinking it does not guarantee that water is safe. It just means you kill the bot. It just, the living organisms are killed if you boil it long enough. We'll be right back.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.